Hi there, and welcome to Facebook Live here on the Monday before the 2017 NFL Draft. We're here for the next 7 to however many minutes it takes to talk about John Osher's latest and maybe greatest mock draft here on Jaguars.com. And with that, we'll bring in the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John, you know...
Oh, it's great, all right.
It's
a great mock.
I'm starting with the fact that you noticed that I didn't say good morning. Right. I didn't say good afternoon. Because on Facebook Live, people could be watching in Melbourne, Florida... Or Melbourne, Australia.
I thought you were going the Melbourne, Australia route.
We can do both. In other words,
that's high level TV.
Here we go.
Or Facebook.
This, by the way, is sort of a precursor to a podcast that you and I are going to start.
Right.
That will be up. You've got a name for it. Pat Kavanaugh's got a name for it.
I think we're going with PKavs is a little more creative.
Yeah.
It's
senior moments.
Senior moments, right.
Senior writer. Senior correspondent.
Starting to have a few of those.
Many. Yeah, we'll see if your draft turns out that way. So over the next couple of minutes, we're going to go through the draft talk scenarios. I'm not going to say John's going to break it all down like the people on the networks do because, well, you're probably not going to get it right.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why start now?
You ever keep track of your stats? Have you ever gotten 5 or 6 in a row?
Picks
in a row. Got them right.
Oh, no. I got Blackman right the year that we drafted Blackman.
2012.
Don't think I've ever even come close in the other. I mean, I picked, may have had Fowler in one of my mocks, you know, but it's all, especially this year, it's all so much of a crapshoot after you get past Myles Garrett at the top that we had Daniel Jeremiah on last week from NFL Network, who does a great job. And you got the impression talking to him 5 or 6 minutes that he had no idea what was going on too. And then after that, it could go 5 or 6 different ways for the Jaguars this year. So, and that may be even a little low.
Before we begin, what do you think is more worthy of a $1 million prize? What would be more difficult? Picking the first 32 picks in the draft correctly or getting the NCAA tournament completely correct?
I guess the tournament because it seems like there's more.
But there's no one lying
chances.
To you.
Well, true.
There's no one lying to your face.
Right. And
hey, Princeton's not really going to show up this week.
I'd say both of them are impossible.
Here you go.
Yeah.
So the top five, in a very particular order, Cleveland taking Myles Garrett, the defensive end from Texas A&M. Is this a lock to you?
Well, it's as much of a lock as you've had in a draft outside a quarterback going one that I can remember. So I think you're going to hear. Probably as of Tuesday afternoon, you're going to start hearing a lot of, maybe Cleveland won't go that route, and then they'll go that route.
You know, I had one scout tell me that he thought that this might be the best pure pass rusher to come out of the draft since maybe Bruce Smith.
Sure.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
And, of course, he could be lying to me.
Well, not lying, but it's so hard to predict pass rusher because there's so much they have to be able to do in terms of their hands, in terms of, you know, what we saw with Dante Fowler, in terms of the things that you have to learn once you get into the NFL. Quick impact out of that position is tough.
Number two, you've got Leonard Fournette going to San Francisco, and this appears to be gaining some momentum. He made a visit there. Charlie Casserly on NFL.com made the selection. He said Leonard Fournette is the second best player to Myles Garrett in this draft, therefore he should go second.
Yeah, and there are others who will tell you that Fournette shouldn't go in the top 15 because no running back should. So that's one where it would not surprise you to see a ton of momentum on him leading up to the draft. And then it wouldn't shock you to see him drop to I don't think he drops past 8 because it sounds like Carolina really wants a back. But as much as that feels like it's got momentum going in that direction, who knows where the momentum goes the next 2 weeks. But, I mean, the next 3 days. But he feels like a top 5 guy right now.
Third is the Chicago Bears. They don't have a quarterback, but this may be too high for one to go. So you've got Solomon Thomas, the defensive lineman, right? So because he's an interior guy.
Right.
He can play on the edge in some defenses. But from Stanford, smart guy, very talented guy, a little undersized at 270 pounds.
It feels like he's been in the top 5 ever since this whole thing started a couple of months after the bowl season or even right after the bowl season. It just doesn't feel like he gets outside the top 5. Doesn't feel like he slides to Jacksonville. But, again, I'll emphasize with Fournette, it also wouldn't shock you to see any of these guys outside the top 5 because you just don't know quarterback how much they're going to get pushed up. If quarterback gets pushed up and it causes these guys to fall, It's some of the biggest reaching that you've seen in a long time for a quarterback, according to most analysts. But you never know with that position. It could happen.
All right, so at four now, there is a shock coming, at least for most people who follow Jaguars mock drafts. You've got Malik Hooker, the safety from Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Not that he doesn't belong in the top five. He looks like a tremendous prospect. Sure. That's just not a name that's been associated with the hometown team here.
Well, and when I wrote the story to go along with the mock draft, I don't know that I believe – I'm not betting the mortgage on this pick, Brian.
And are you betting the mortgage on
any
picks?
I'm probably not even betting the cat, which, you know, we're down on the cat right now. So,
cat's sliding.
Yeah, and – but if Fournette's gone and if Thomas isn't there, Jonathan Allen's been a pick, defensive end, defensive lineman, a lot like Solomon Thomas from Alabama. There's shoulder stuff with him. There's stuff that – makes you feel like a fall. I was trying to figure out a way to get away from the Jonathan Allen and Fournette. So if you don't think it's going to be Thomas, Fournette, or Allen, then who might it be? And you say, well, quarterback, there's so many questions on these guys. I think if there weren't questions on the quarterback, I think they would take one. I just feel like the franchise right now with the new direction with Tom coming in, not to say they're down on Blake, but if there was a quarterback there, boy, you wonder if they wouldn't take him at four. They still might, but there's so many questions about Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Watson that you just – it's tough to mock him at four to me. But if it's a – you know, Hooker is reportedly really, really good, maybe a once every 10 years type safety.
So an Earl Thomas and Ed Reed then.
That's what – you keep hearing.
Those are game changers.
And if it's a game changer, if it's something where you walk out onto that field the first day and you look at him the same way you did Jalen Ramsey last year, that's what this team needs, Brian. They need guys who, when you're walking off that practice field after rookie minicamp, you say, that kid's got a chance to be a superstar. Not enough superstars on this roster.
Right.
If he's that, then do you make the move and say, well, we already have Deshaun Gibson there, but this might be something that is making a lot of Pro Bowls someday. Maybe.
All right, so you round out the top five with the Titans taking Marshawn Lattimore. So your top five, it seems like that's what most people think. It's a defensive, heavy, top half of the mm-hmm. first round. So let's talk a little bit about possibilities. Let's go to the quarterback thing.
Sure.
Because that's the one that has the most momentum with the Jaguars.
Sure.
People put Deshaun Watson in that spot, not Mitch Trubisky. There's another name that's climbing up the chart, and that is the Mahomes kid, Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech, who has a cannon for an mm-hmm. arm, reportedly has touch and can make the throws with accuracy. A little scatterbrained in terms of some of the decisions that he makes.
And that scares you.
Does that drive?
Oh,
hey, look, last week you had Daniel Jeremiah talking about Deshaun Watson. He goes, mm-hmm. well, there's some accuracy issues and some decision issues. And as I said that day, stop right there.
Well, that's I think as many people who are mocking Deshaun Watson and Jared before, maybe, but the decision-making stuff has to scare you at number four.
Now, he has 30 interceptions the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I get that he won some big games in college, but at this point we need to hit pause and remind you that the college game is so vastly different than the pro game.
It's
so completely.
It's barely the same game.
So you can't point to all that leadership nonsense and say that's he'll get it because he's got that intangible thing. No, no, you've got to be able to make good decisions if you're the quarterback.
Yeah, lead by making the throw.
All right, so when you look at the Jaguars right now, a couple of days away from the mm-hmm. draft, knowing that, you know, there's a possibility of a running back at the top of the second, right? I mean,
sure.
Joe Mixon could be there. Dalvin Cook could slide that far. And that seems to be, gosh, like it's really gaining steam. Is defense the direction that you would go?
In the first round?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a direction that makes the most sense because there is the you don't want to miss in the first round. And it feels like the defensive guys are the guys who you have trouble envisioning them not being productive over the first 5 years of their career, you know, over that span. The offensive guys all have a little bit of big hit or big miss potential. The defensive guys don't feel like they have that, and there is a school of thought that you want to make sure you hit.
All right, final thought then on the Jaguars pick at four. If indeed it is defense, you have Hooker, obviously a talented guy. Mm-hmm. Any thought on Jamal Adams and why it would be Hooker over Adams?
Well, mainly because it would be easier to – you just signed Barry Church and you signed Deshaun Gibson last year. if you're going to have one of those guys not starting, it would probably be an easier thing to rationalize in your mind of having the free safety, which is Malik Hooker, come in as opposed to Adams, who's a little more of a strong. At the same time, everything you hear about Adams is, to use the old cliche about checking all the boxes,
yeah,
there's not a box this kid doesn't check.
Well, I keep hearing things.
He's
like
leader, big time.
Top competitor.
Everything you want. And there's talk that he could also play free.
Right.
So maybe I went with Hooker just because it felt more like a one that, with the free safety fit, with that Ed Reed comparison that's out there, maybe makes a little more sense at this point. But if I'm sitting there on draft night and they say Jamal Adams or Malik Hooker, I wouldn't be necessarily more surprised at either one.
Is this your final, or might you have another one on Thursday?
We'll see. No, it'll probably be the final, unless I get
unless
really enterprising. That's
right. John Osier, we're starting with the Senior Moments here. You'll find that podcast coming up in the next week or so. Maybe we'll do a wrap-up next week after the draft. Speaking of the draft, live coverage, great coverage all week long here on Facebook Live, on Jaguars.com, and of course everything is on our app. If you'd like to be in the stadium, we'd like to have you. Jaguars.com, you can register for your ticket for the Bud Light Draft Party, which includes your opportunity to see live our draft special, which will also air on Action News Jax here in Jacksonville. I'll be in Philadelphia. John will be here. We'll have comprehensive coverage with news and opinions, the ones that you count on when it comes to the Jaguars. So thanks for joining us for a little draft preview here on Facebook Live. We'll be with you throughout the week.